If Christians could be trained to provide solid evidence for what they believe and good answers to unbelievers' questions and objections, then the perception of Christians would slowly change. Christians would be seen as thoughtful people, to be taken seriously, rather than as emotional fanatics or buffoons. The gospel would be a real alternative for people to embrace. Ladies and gentlemen, that quote has changed my life and altered the course of my calling. And I'm going to talk a lot about that in this podcast and in many podcasts to come. But first off, I want to say welcome. Welcome to the very first episode of the Apologetics Podcast. That's right. You're here in the genesis of my podcasting. Very first episode. Cross it off your bucket list if you ever wanted to be part of the first episode. I'm not sure that people actually have those kind of things on their podcasts. But if you are one of those, feel free to scratch it off. My name is Pastor Jay, and I'm coming from Flint, Michigan. I just, again, want to thank you for being here. This podcast is a way of me launching my ministry. And my ministry's main focus is in Christian apologetics. And I know that term is either new or boring to some people when you hear about it, but I think it's a vital part. And I hope that this material you find is fresh, refreshing, convicting, and thought-provoking. But Pastor Jay, what is Christian apologetics? Good question. Christian apologetics means to give a solid defense for Christianity. It comes from the Greek word apologia, which is found in the New Testament. Apologia is a legal term that was used in courtrooms, and it meant to give a defense, to defend it. But you say, well, how do we get that in Christian apologetics? Where did this even come from? What is it? Well, we can find it, folks, in our New Testament. In the New Testament, the Apostle Peter says, "But sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you, yet with gentleness and reverence." Where it says always be ready to make a defense, that is where the word apologia comes from. Apologetics is so vital to a believer's personal walk and also their evangelism. I was trying to think of another word, and how they reach out to unbelievers. Apologetics is necessary. It's not only something that I'm passionate about, but it's something that I feel is lacking. I've had a lot of different reactions, you know, being a Christian and going to school and studying how to defend the faith and looking over the evidences and the different arguments for it. And I'll be honest with you guys, a lot of people in the Christian community are against, or at least apprehensive, of apologetics. They're apprehensive in terms of the idea that they feel that if you have evidence, then their faith is diminished some. I don't know where this idea came that in order to have faith, it has to be a blind faith. Because I don't see that as what the New Testament commands us to have. Folks, for us who are Christians on this podcast, I want to challenge us all in the idea that, yes, it's faith that saves us. And obviously, we have faith. But faith and evidence aren't mutually exclusive. In fact, on this podcast, this is where faith and facts collide. Now, I want to say this now as a disclaimer that this podcast isn't just for Christians. While this obviously is a podcast that is teaching Christianity and believes that Christianity is the true worldview, this podcast are for believers, non-believers, skeptics, atheists, agnostics, people of other religions, people who are Christians that have doubts, people of no religion, religious affiliation. This podcast is here to help go over certain objections of the Christian faith and provide answers. Answers that are found. Some in the Bible, some through science, some through philosophy, mathematics. And we're going to tackle these. And we're going to be honest. And we're going to give these objections a fair shake. Certain topics that I'm hoping to cover in the future are things such as, why does God allow evil? You know, we've all heard the question, why does God allow bad things to happen to good people? But as you'll see, I think that's the wrong question to ask. We're also going to talk about, is the New Testament reliable? How do we know that the New Testament that we read is actually what the apostles penned? Are we reading forgeries? What about truth? Is there objective truth? Is your truth, and my truth? Is it true for me but not for you? Is there a God? The origins of the universe, creationism, cults. We're going to deal with a lot of these things. I'm also going to open it up in comments for people if there are any sort of other issues that's been brought up and you may not know how to answer them fully. I want this to be interactive in the sense of I want to connect with the people listening. If there's something out there that you want to talk about, you know, leave a question, and definitely love to be able to do that. For the rest of this podcast, I just want to talk about just the idea of apologetics in an introductory sense. And then the next series of podcasts we're going to be doing is we're delving into the problem of evil, why God allows evil to happen. That one's going to be 4 or 5 maybe. We're going to tackle a lot of issues such as, where did evil come from? Free will, the issue of free will. What heaven will be like, what sin is teaching us, the history of human sin. Many, many things we're going to talk about there coming up. And I'm really excited about that. But how did I get started in apologetics? I got started in apologetics in my undergrad. I believe it was my junior year. And one of my friends told me, just in the conversation, not even sure how it got brought up, said, hey, there's a YouTube video of a Christian and an atheist, and they debate Christianity, or they debate the existence of God, actually. And the very first debate that I ever watched was Dr. William Lane Craig, who that quote came from earlier, and Christopher Hitchens, who is one of the four horsemen of the New Atheists. And I watched it, and I remember just being sort of in awe of Dr. William Lane Craig, and that's not just because he's a Christian, and I'm being biased, but I was in awe of how articulate he was, how composed he was, how much information he was able to put out there in a timed debate, how he was able to lay his arguments out in a cohesive manner. And Christopher Hitchens, who was one of the leading atheists before he unfortunately passed away, even atheists acknowledged like that Dr. William Lane Craig annihilated him. And it was just something that awoke in me. And I remember thinking, wow, like, is this something that I can do? I've never been around a lot of Christians who were able to defend their faith like that. Whenever I see Christians talk about their religion or their belief, they talk about it in terms of this, I can look back now and say, kind of mystic, you know, I believe it because that was what was told to me and I see it in the Bible and that's it. If someone brings up an objection, nope, Bible doesn't say that. Or I've seen Christians get defensive when people would bring up objections about the Bible or about science. And it always seemed like the atheist or the skeptic had the upper hand. That evidence was on their side. What I'm hoping in this podcast to show you that not only do we have our faith, which there is nothing wrong with faith. Let me start by saying that. Nothing wrong with faith at all. In fact, it's by grace through faith we're saved. But it's not a blind faith. There are reasons, evidences, and arguments that we can give to show the validity and the truthfulness of the Christian faith. An example too, beyond the 1 Peter verse that I read to you, Paul, the Apostle Paul, who was probably the original apologist of the New Testament, Paul really laid out what it was to evangelize. And he showed where apologetics came into play. So whenever Paul would go into a new city or a new town, it said this, and you find this in Acts chapter 17. As usual, Paul went into the synagogue and on three Sabbath days reasoned with them from the scriptures, explaining and showing them. He reasoned from the scriptures. Now, people who are familiar with Jehovah's Witnesses, that is another cult that I'll be talking about later on. But one thing that they happen to say a lot is reason from the scriptures. And what I want to do is I want to make sure I scale the language barrier here. When I say reason from the scriptures, I mean that obviously the scriptures are our foundation. That everything has to line up with that. But to reason would be to show evidence, arguments, philosophy. But Paul went into synagogues. When he went to a new city, he didn't go and find a hotel room and, you know, find the nearest restaurant. And hopefully he found someone and developed a relationship with them. And maybe after 3 or 4 years of hanging out, playing pool together, that he was able to introduce the gospel to him. No, Paul would go into the city and immediately go where the people were that needed to hear about Christ. And he would argue, other translations say, and reason from the scriptures. Folks, apologetics isn't anything to be afraid of. It isn't anything to be shy away from. Apologetics is a tool. A tool to where we can, as the earlier quote said, be looked upon as sound people, giving sound reasons and sound arguments for what we're about to talk about. And with those, you know, we're not doing this for fun. We're doing this to win souls. And think about this. Whenever I've talked to skeptics, atheists, agnostics, other people, you know, besides the ones that say, oh, I'm never going to believe no matter what, there are a lot of them out there that say, yeah, just show me something. If you could show me any proof or any evidences, we can do that. And we can win souls together. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for being a part of my first podcast. I'm sorry if it seemed a little discombobulated. This is my first one. I'm going to get better at this each and every episode. I look forward to you being there. Remember, the next few episodes coming up are going to be about why does God allow evil. So stay tuned. Look forward to that. leave comments, questions, suggestions. I'm willing to look at it all. And let's have a great journey together.